T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Reports today, Kevin Durant is going to take a free agent meeting with the Celtics. That get you excited? I made it abundantly clear about this whole thing with Kevin Durant. I never called it a report. Reports today, Kevin Durant is going to take a free agent meeting with the Celtics. I said there's a few rumblings and rumors on Twitter today. Reports today, Kevin Durant is going to take a free agent meeting with the Celtics. I never called it a report. Yes, I'm calling it a report because they run with it. And do you believe the reports? I never called it a report. Is Danny Ainge going to get a meeting? Is it my report, Lou? No, it is not Patrick Gilroy's report. I am not reporting that Kevin Durant is on his way to Boston to meet with Danny Ainge. Reports today, Kevin Durant is going to take a free agent meeting with the Celtics. That get you excited, or does that get you nervous?
Is it possible to be a report and then not a report and then maybe a report?
Thanks for clearing that up, Patrick.
Yeah, thank you very much. So this is
the Vicodin's kicking in.
This is a report here by Mark
one?
Stein. Yeah, report.
Does Robot Dave have this?
Yeah, but I wouldn't read too much into it again.
I'm going to pop a Vicodin and get after this guy right now. I don't care.
I'm not seeing anybody else picking up on Mark Stein's report here. We got somebody else picking up on it? This is his report. We can scratch stealth. Nope. Earlier said it was going to be a stealth thing under the radar, right? Boston and Dallas are at the front of the line that will be trying to lure Kemba Walker away from Charlotte. Two NBA sources confirm the Steinline report that Celtics are seriously interested in Kemba Walker. I doubt the Hornets put this thing to bed preemptively when free agency opens up on June the 30th. Plenty of suitors, and I assume Kemba will listen to all the pitches.
Huh. I wonder if he's getting bashed in Charlotte for actually allowing himself to take interviews, doing the whole free agent tour.
So he's a Supermax player, which means that the Charlotte Hornets can give him 5 years and $221 million.
It means they can. They can. It's not like they're, okay, good.
Maybe they don't want him.
They don't want to. No, they don't want to. They've already come out and pretty much given you the indication that they don't want to. And you tell me. You look at what these guys get paid in the league. Does anybody believe that Kemba Walker's a really good player? That he's worth $221 million.
No, but with a little leverage with some other teams involved, this would be perfect for
him. Okay, so here's the problem for Boston, for Dallas, for anybody else. Dallas, by the way, has lots of room under the cap right now, more so than Boston. Either one of these teams can get 4 years and 140, right? 141. So if you look at it, there's a differential here of like $81 million.
That's not that much, really, when you think about it.
But Charlotte's
what can $81 million do for you?
Nothing. Yeah. These days with inflation.
Yeah, but is it even worth discussing? Right, because they're not going to sign him to that much.
But he made the mistake last week of coming out and basically saying, because he got the indication from his agent, from others, that Charlotte looked at it and said, nice player. You have made the All-NBA team. You have qualified with the time that you've been with us for the Supermax. But I'm sorry, Kemba, we're not giving you the Supermax of 221. So what did his agent need to do? He needs to create some leverage out there, Mutt. Leverage. So what he's doing is he's getting other suitors out there, because there's a big difference between $81 million
obviously
difference.
Let me ask you, where is Dallas financially? Do they have a couple open spots for max players?
Yes.
I mean, could they be thinking about, if you talk about why would they be in on Al Horford?
I'm looking at them right now, Lou, and they have Hardaway on the books for 18, Courtney Lee, 18, Dwight Powell, 10, Luka Doncic at 7.6, Porzingis has a qualifying offer of 7.5. So they have, they're on the books for $54 million
right
now.
So they can get Kemba and Al.
Yes.
Now, because we're always saying, why would
Dallas?
Yeah, no. We're talking about teams that are offering Al with 112, maybe 4-112.
Yes.
Like, Dallas, really? Is that really a team that's in play there? Does that make sense? He and Porzingis on the same court at the same time. Two stretch fours. You know, or does the Clippers make more sense? Can the Lakers find a way to keep him in there? But if you start looking at Dallas and saying, okay, well, Kemba Walker, Luka, Porzingis, You know, Walker and Hardaway's your backcourt?
Yeah.
Al? Yeah. Now you're talking about somebody putting a team together. I don't know where they rank. Because you were saying, they even if they're with Al, where are they going? Well, you add Kemba Walker and Al Horford. Now you might
be. Well, there's
your big three. They're a playoff team in the mix in the West. They're
in the mix.
Team. Yeah.
Depending on Golden State's no great team.
You know,
right. You never know.
So, I mean, early, Glenn, you were talking about Kyrie's a better player than Kemba Walker.
He is.
Okay. If Kyrie is a 10, just assume he's a 10, what is Kemba Walker to you?
7.5. He's a good, really good player.
Really? No,
you think the gap is that much?
Well, he said Kyrie is a 10.
No, okay. I'm just assuming. Okay, that's so he's. You think he's great? Kemba Walker's a 7.5.
I'll go 8.5.
I'd go eight and a half. Yeah, I wouldn't sit there and put him in. That's the middle of the road in my book.
Let's put it this way.
The point is that he can be on your team. He can be a Celtic, and you can accomplish just as much with Kemba as you can Kyrie. Without the issues, without the baggage.
Yeah, but you're not winning a championship.
Why not? Hold on.
He's not putting you in that.
And Kyrie will? Because he did it with LeBron James.
Well, I'll say this.
Like the assumption that there's this carryover from what he did in Cleveland
to Boston.
He won one championship. He did nothing without LeBron.
We've never seen Kemba play in the
He did nothing without
state.
LeBron.
Kemba's never played in the Big
State. And that's the only thing. He hasn't had the opportunity.
Correct.
So we don't know. Now, let me throw this at you, because we're talking about Kemba Walker. If he comes here, he gobbles up all the money you have, and that's it, right?
Right.
What if all of a sudden Kemba Walker joining Boston makes Al Horford reconsider? And now you can go over.
You can.
Okay. So now are we starting to talk here a little bit? Now are we starting to get excited?
No.
No? Why not?
Because I
still... Did it move? Nothing moved.
Well, are you better with those two players
than what you've got right now?
You have this
thing with Kyrie Irving. He's the best guard you've ever seen.
No, I'm not.
Hold on. He's a good player, but you're acting like Kemba Walker is chopped liver. Like he's some chump.
I'd be happy with that.
How is that chopped liver?
That is an easy switch.
I'd be happy with that.
How is chopped liver 7.5?
He's not a 7.5, though. You're downgrading him way too far.
He is.
He isn't. Is that a report or your opinion?
My opinion.
My thing is this.
Okay. We don't have any reports.
If Kemba Walker.
Can you tweet that out so I can use it as a report?
If Kemba Walker. Is a guy that Danny is looking at, because we sit there and say, how does that really make sense? Because he would gobble up everything you have, and you're still short, right? But you could still bring back Rozier, which I think would shut the door on that.
No, you can't.
No, that's right. You got to renounce him.
He's gone.
Okay, he's gone. So Kemba comes in. Is there a chance that that's the move that can bring Al back? And I would love to have Average Al back if Kemba Walker shows up here, right? I mean, and you're telling me you substitute Kyrie's horse bleep attitude, horse bleep leadership, and you put in a guy like Kemba Walker. Do I know what he's like as a human? I don't know if he thinks the world is flat. I don't know what government means to Kemba Walker. I have no clue where this kid is. I don't know the guy at all. But if you give me a guy that maybe, you know, is talented, just hasn't gotten the opportunity in a big stage, with that same team last year, that may make me interested.
I don't think you're good enough to beat either Toronto with that team. Toronto, if Kawhi comes back, and it looks more and more like he might be staying there.
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see. But let's go on that premise, because you've got to look at it right now and say, best case scenario for those other teams. And to me, Milwaukee is going to be a killer.
It makes
going
you competitive.
Forward here. Competitive, you're right where you were last year.
All right, no. Things break, guys take jumps.
You're right where you were last year.
Guys don't go
backwards.
You know why you're right where you need to be.
You know why? See, you're just you don't want to give Kemba Walker any credit whatsoever, so you think it's such a humongous downgrade for Kyrie Irving.
I gave him credit.
Why do you hate Kemba Walker?
Yeah, what did he do to you?
By the way,
you just don't like you.
Is he trolling you?
Hold on just 1 second here. What was the biggest complaint that people had about Irving is that He gobbles up the ball. He holds the ball all the time. He doesn't set these other kids up. They're not getting the opportunity. Hate to tell you, but look at the assist with Kemba Walker. Look at the control Kemba Walker holds in all of the analytics with holding on to the basketball. Nobody holds it more than he does. So it's worse if you're thinking, but he was in a perfect situation.
Look at the perfect situation
in Charlotte where he put up numbers.
He'll change his game.
Okay, good luck.
I know him.
Good luck.
I know him personally.
Good luck.
I know him.
I think they're
UConn Husky.
With that,
and the one I want less of the three here, D'Angelo Russell. I keep hearing people talking about D'Angelo Russell. If the Nets thought he was so great, why would the Nets just hold on to Russell right now and say, "Screw you, Kyrie"? Why are we going to pay all of that money to Kyrie Irving when we already have D'Angelo Russell, who might be close to Kyrie Irving? Because D'Angelo Russell doesn't take the ball to the hole, doesn't go to the free throw line. Now, Kyrie doesn't either. It's because he's so tricky underneath the hoop. But this kid is a floater. This kid is Sherman Douglas in the paint throwing the
floater. Yeah, but you know how that works. I mean, the Brooklyn Nets might be sitting there saying, okay, we're interested in Kyrie because that might be our way to KD. D'Angelo Russell is not the recruiter that we think Kyrie can be for us.
Well, he is.
Well, okay, right. There you go.
Right.
So why?
No,
why
I'm
would
about...
you offer the same amount of money? For that reason alone. If I'm going to offer someone, I want the recruitment to be able to come with it. I think guys will follow Kyrie, whether they're right, whether they're wrong. Okay, I don't care, but that could possibly be a mindset, don't you believe?
Yeah, but I would not want him in Boston. My point is, in Boston, I don't think he would be good. I don't like D'Angelo Russell in Boston. Is he a good player? Yeah, well, he had a terrific year last year. Mm-hmm. Okay, before that, he was kind of lost out in Los Angeles. But if you watch his game, he still lacks some stuff that scare the hell out of me. One, taking the ball to the hole. He doesn't do that. He throws the floater. He's a mid-range jump shooter. That's what he does. You already have one of those right now, and you're trying to break the kid that you have out of that habit to take the ball to the hole more often, right? You don't need another one of those guys. To the phones we go. Here's Andre down in the Cape. Andre.
Yeah, guys, how you doing? The Kemba Walker deal to Boston makes absolutely no sense for the point that you brought up, first of all, that he's a scoring first a guard, and that's going to hinder your top three players who are Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Gordon Hayward, who need to score. Also, this deal about this conjecture about him going to Dallas also is ridiculous in my mind because Dallas has huge contracts that it needs to honor, first and foremost, Tim Hardaway Jr., who I believe is owed $80 million, and they also have to pay Porzingis. So they're probably not going to have the cap space. Back to your point.
Okay. Hardaway's on the books for this upcoming season. He has a player option the year after.
And just for the record, just this new report, Mavs plan to offer Porzingis a full five-year, 158 max contract. They're going to meet June 30th when free agency starts. So that's he's not going anywhere.
But they can go over the cap number doing that. It's the timing of when they sign.
My overall point to Celtics is the Celtics need to stop their stargazing and look at their roster and look at players who can help their roster. And a player that I think is available now that would be great for them is Ricky Rubio, a pass-first defensive-oriented point guard. I don't know why Utah made the move that they did. Their odds for next year's championship have not improved. They had to give up a lot. Mike Conley is a good player, top 10 in player efficiency, but in my view, he's drastically overpaid.
What'd they give up for $2 million
a year?
What'd they give up for Conley?
They gave up Crowder. They gave up Korver. I believe they gave up a first-round pick. And they're not going to be able to re-sign Rubio, who, making half the money that Mike Conley makes, you know, helped them get the playoffs the last 2 years to be competitive.
I'm just saying, like, you know, so they gave up Korver and Jay Crowder, and they gave up too much for Conley. Okay. And Rubio. Okay.
Yes, because Conley, to me, is not, you know, he's a good guard, you know, but in the West, I mean, how many times has he made the All-Star game? If at all, he's not going to make Utah drastically better, and Vegas has said the same thing. Their odds for next year's championship have not gone up. Back to the Celtics again. These storylines are sensational. Kemba Walker, Kevin Durant, highly unlikely in both instances. And particularly with Kemba Walker, he doesn't help your core players who are going, you know, the Tatums, the Jaylen Browns, and I think Gordon Hayward's going to have a bounce back year.
I'm not sure Rubio fits into anything that Brad's trying to do because Ricky Rubio can't hit a three-point shot. I mean, you talk about how frustrating fans will be here if they try to develop his three, and he starts to take him, and you've got a backcourt of Rubio and Marcus Smart.
That's right!
Right, exactly. That's the problem with him. I wouldn't feel confident. All right, we'll get back to the phone calls. More reports. There are more reports out there. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Kemba's 2 years older. He's going to play in his fourth full season.
Go ahead and do it.
Kyrie's had two major knee injuries. I'm really prisoner of the moment here. The Kyrie stuff is so unlikable right now that I think I'd rather have a slightly lesser player and not have to deal with the nonsense every single time. The miserable nature in which Kyrie has approached this season has really soured me on the idea of him being the leader of a basketball
team. Where are you from again?
Well, Mass.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's Ryan Rosillo. I like Ryan, but come on, Ryan, you're showing your fanboy mentality.
I think he's emotionally hurt
because Kyrie hurt you. If you're here in Boston,
how did he hurt you?
Emotionally,
how did
he hurt you?
He set you
she
up.
She didn't
he
like he you. Le- he, she left you for
he
another
led you
dude.
Along. Yeah, that's exactly, exactly what it is, right? So you feel right. emotionally just damaged.
That's what he's doing.
Somebody's got to pay.
That's
so
what
you take the less attractive person
exactly.
who'll love you more and cook for you
cook.
Instead of the
she
hot
sure
person who's like, you get it yourself.
What's wrong with that? Food's important in life, right?
So you must cook a lot.
I do. Rutilo.
He's totally right, though.
No, he's emotionally falling for I'm pissed off at Kyrie because of what he did emotionally, because I thought this team was going to go to the NBA Finals, and guess who's responsible that they didn't? It is Kyrie Irving.
If Kyrie Irving is a 10, okay, and I'm going to give Kemba Walker an 8.5, okay, more than respectable. Now, if you're going to give Kemba an 8.5, Kyrie Irving a 10, where's Rozier? What's he at, 5?
Rozier? I'm incomplete.
I don't know what he is.
He's incomplete.
No, grade him now.
The hell
you're a scout.
Is he?
Grade him now. You're a scout.
4.2.
Yeah, I'd give him 5.
All right, but if you sit there and say that.
But if that's my guy, then yeah.
I may be grading a little high.
If you sit there and say that Kyrie can't come back because of the personality, his attitude, and how he meshed with this team from last year, okay? You feel that way. I think most people do.
I don't think Danny does.
Okay, but fine.
Yeah.
So Danny has an opportunity to take a player that hasn't been able to prove himself on a big stage like Kemba Walker.
Yep.
Maybe it's a slight downgrade. Still an all-pro, still an all-NBA point guard.
Yep.
Right? A scorer.
Yep.
And you're able to bring him in and say, you know what? He hasn't hit that shot against Golden State, you know, to win a final, but still a good player. You don't think he'd be curious to see what a different type of scorer, a different type of leader at the point guard can do with the talent that he put in the court last year?
At max contract money?
It doesn't have to be max contract. Max contract
yes, it will
money
be max contract
for Kemba
money.
Walker is $220.
No, that's what Charlotte can pay
okay,
him.
Okay, but
Danny
max.
Can pay him $4 yes. and $140.
That's yes. still, that's max.
Kemba Walker's yes. agent is playing everybody right here. So he
most
knows
likely, but
he's
we're just
playing
talking
everybody.
About, I would do that. Now, again, the caveat is, can I convince Al to come back? Like, is this what he wanted to see? Like, when Al walked away, we all knew that these guys were going to opt out. So all this stuff about, all this chatter stuff could just be, you know, just be just that. You know, I don't know. Maybe Al Horford's sitting there saying, you know what, Danny? I just, you know, when I signed here, you put a blueprint in front of me of what was going to happen. All right? And for the most part, it did. Now, we all know what happened this year. It didn't work out. I don't know what your blueprint is moving forward. If you show me, I'm going to opt out. If you show me the next 2 weeks what it looks like, I'm not closing the door on coming back.
So July 1st is coming up this week, and that is the date where we start free agency. Is anybody really naive and doesn't realize that these players have already lined up teams? Al Horford, he opted out because he's got a deal. And people are already saying four years.
He opted out because it's business.
No,
they all do.
No, he's got a deal. I get that, but he's got a deal. Somebody's already come out and said 4 years and 116. Where are they coming up with that?
112.
Oh, 112. Where are they coming up with that? They're coming up with that because he's already agreed 4 years and 112 with another team.
Yeah, but you're willing.
He's gone.
You're willing to sit there and say Kemba Walker's agent's orchestrating this whole thing. Well, you don't think that Al Horford's agent's throwing a 112 number out there just to let people know
that
it's all a game right now? Yeah. I don't buy anything that's going on right now until July 4th.
Because I think it's more difficult for Al Horford right now to go and get his money than Kemba Walker is.
All I'm saying is that if Danny Ainge can make his house look all nice for the showing, then maybe you got a chance of getting Al back.
Okay, so do me a favor. Tell me how Kemba Walker, who's a really nice player, I like him. He's played on a bad team, so it's hard to tell what he would be like once you get into playoff competition. But I'll give you that maybe he's terrific in that situation. He can make 5 and 221 with Charlotte. We know already that Charlotte doesn't want to pay him the 221, so they're going to pay him less than the 221 because they need room for other guys and they don't want to go into the luxury tax at 132. So Boston, the most Boston and Dallas can pay him is 4 and 140. Does anybody not think that Charlotte's going to pay him more than 140 simply so that they can lock him up?
Yes, but it better be a lot more to go there and lose again. That's all. I mean, what does Charlotte have to say other than money? Okay, I mean, it's one of those things where you offer me 220, I'm not going to turn down 140. You offer me 200, I'm not going to turn down 140. You offer me 180, I might start to think about it. You offer me 170, I'm leaving. Because I don't think you can put a team on the court. You know, what is the difference between winning and losing and the amount of money you can make? They better make it enough. They better up it enough. If it's not 220, it better be a lot more for this guy not to go somewhere like Boston or Dallas if they put a team together, or L.A. if they put a team together. The lower they come, the better chance he walks.
Okay, but if they get up to 175... 170, 180, they're still well above what Boston or Dallas can offer.
See,
I can't.
To me,
and by the way, he loves Charlotte. He already went out last week.
He's telling you that. Hold on.
No.
He's playing.
No, he's embedded in the community. They love him down there.
So is Al.
Please. Everybody's embedded in the community.
Al's dad, Al's sister, everyone's talking about how much Al loves Boston.
She
I don't care if she hates me or not. I like the Boston.
You cannot, honestly, you are naive if you think just because somebody does a lot of charitable work in the city that they won't leave.
I said he's
embedded. You said he was embedded. What do you think that means?
It's beyond Charlotte.
He's got a house in Uptown Charlotte?
It's
Is that what it means?
It's beyond Charlotte.
What is it?
Can I tell what is it then?
You know what, hold on.
What does embedded in the community mean?
He's come out and said
he's got friends there?
He's come out and said he would take a lot less to stay
in
Charlotte.
But you said he was embedded in
the
community. What does that mean?
You know what it means.
No,
stop it.
No.
Stop
being a great
pivot. I just said, and you said no. I said, does that mean he's charity work?
Hold on.
He's got friends.
I'm getting a report.
What is the report?
I got a report coming in.
What is the restaurant?
Hold on.
Got a cup of Krispy Kreme.
Hold on. I got a report coming
in. NASCAR.
Here's John in a car. Hello, John.
You know.
Hello, John.
You know what I mean.
So, if you recall, all the way back when the Celtics played Charlotte, and Kemba Walker went head-to-head with Kyrie, came down to the last shot, and he hit the three-pointer to win the game, remember?
Yeah,
Kyrie was pissed because Brad decided that he did not want to trap Kemba Walker.
What I believe is that he soured that locker room so bad that not any of the players, they all want him gone, supposedly, right? So, when you get a guy that's not as talented, but a little less less talented than what you're saying. I believe that guy, with his personality, how it gels in the locker room, the Celtics would be just as good or probably better than having Kyrie there.
Are you talking about Kemba Walker's attitude and how he gels in the locker room?
Well, yeah. Doesn't he have a positive attitude? And
I mean, honestly,
I don't know.
Honestly, how do you know that?
Right. I don't know that.
How do you know that he doesn't?
You just said with this guy's ability to mesh, you're the one that made it sound like you knew him.
Well, I listened to you guys. I listened to the.
We said we don't know him.
Everyone says that he's a great person. He's great to get along with. He doesn't want to leave Charlotte. That's what's his name saying. Charlotte don't want him to leave. So what's wrong with him playing in Boston when he's not that much different than Kyrie? Kyrie's a little better, but Kyrie's attitude, he sours the locker room.
I don't think Kyrie Irving is so much better than Kemba Walker that you say, oh, if we don't have him, we're screwed.
He is better.
He is fine. Better. So he's one tick better than Kemba Walker.
Yeah, he's better than that.
Fine. Okay. Great. Oh, you've never seen him win a playoff game. You've never seen him, you know, win a championship. So what? That doesn't mean he can't work.
All right, Bruce is in Weston. Hey, Bruce.
Hi. I enjoyed so much your interview with Kurt Warner there. I had another reason that I thought Brett Favre was terrific. I used to get invited to Green Bay Packer games, and a couple of years they weren't that good. And Favre and Donald Driver were fighting for the ball right down to the last minute of the game, even if they lost by 21 points or so. I wonder, Glenn, if you had other examples of players who always fought right down to the end.
I don't.
Glenn?
Players, well, players that fought to the end?
See if we can get some reports. Get a report. We need a report.
Where's
here.
Where's Robot Dave?
I don't know.
Please comment on that. I'm not touching it.
Find it for me.
A lot of good players play right to the end. You played right to the end. I'll give you that.
Right, to the final whistle.
Exactly.
Hey, I didn't stop till the clock was at zero.
Right. Jeff is in Miami Beach. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Glenn, as usual, Lou and Christian, who are not basketball guys like you, sitting high above courtside, seem to have a grip and a better handle and a better take than you.
Remember, Jeff, who had a grip after Game 1 in the Milwaukee series when we were barraged by all these callers saying, you're a fool, well, you're a fool. And I sat there and said to you, Milwaukee's still going to win the series.
Let's try this.
Let's let you
get your point in.
Let me tell you why.
Yeah, give me more horn.
Please.
Let me tell you why, Glenn. You're looking at Kyrie Irving through rose-colored glasses. He is not the player that you think he is, evidenced by what he did in that Milwaukee series. Here's what I can tell you about Kemba, okay? This is the truth. I've coached against him since he was in the fourth grade playing AAU basketball in New York all the way through. The kid is a tremendous kid, a humble kid, not a diva. Okay, not somebody. If you give Kyrie the money, God knows what's going to happen. This kid, whatever money he's going to get, he's still going to play, and he's going to play through that contract. He's a really good kid. He is at the same level. If you had Kemba instead of Kyrie playing for you in the playoffs against Milwaukee, you may still be playing, or you may have advanced. Kyrie was horrible,
they were still
and
playing.
He's a cancer in the locker room. Yeah, I don't know if he can get Kemba. I don't know if Kemba's available, but if he is, you're not going to lose a thing with him. As a matter of fact,
I swear to God that the Celtic fans, whatever name is popping up in that given day, they will just latch all over.
No. I think this one is a little bit more easier to digest.
No, I guarantee
think
you by the end of the week.
You don't have to be green.
Nope, by the end of the week, it'll be D'Angelo Russell. You mark my word. By the end of the week, they'll be jamming onto that one because a report will come out in the next couple days where Kemba Walker's probably going to take the money in Charlotte, and it's not going to be 221. It'll be 180.
I do believe that.
But this guy's going back to high school. You don't know what the guy's like. He's almost 30 years old now.
And I do believe that Celtic fans, the green teamers, if you whatever you serve them, whatever you tell them is good for them, they will eat. They will digest it. And they will, even if it's nasty, even though they hate it, they'll suck it down. They'll be like, thank you, sir. May I have another? But when you talk about Kemba Walker, just specifically him, forget about D'Angelo Russell, who's going to L.A., by the way. He's not going anywhere else. He's going back to L.A. You can sit there and say, wow, all right, this one would work. But he's not as good. So what? He doesn't have to be Kyrie Irving. And I would say you have no idea what Kemba Walker would be capable of.
He does. He has to be a player at that level.
No,
he does.
You're not talking about you labeled Kyrie. I gave you
Kyrie's
Kyrie
a better
as a no. Okay, no one's debating that.
Right.
I'm going to give you that since you're a basketball
guy. So I'll
guy.
Always take the better player.
Okay, but that's not an option. It's not an option. It's a terrible option.
Well,
it does. You already know it doesn't work.
Yeah, but Glenn,
it depends on
you're
what
not going from Kyrie Irving. I don't know Kemba. I don't know him since the fourth grade like that last guy.
I heard he's a good guy. Grade.
I saw him AAU.
But you say you always take the better player. But if Kyrie can't come back here. I'm just saying.
He's not coming back here.
Well, I'm just saying. But he could not come back here. His personality. Nobody wants him anymore. They got to see what he was, and nobody wants him. So you're not dropping down Kyrie Irving to say Ricky Rubio. You know, Kemba Walker is still a very good player.
Yes, much better than Ricky Rubio.
If he meshed better, if he was on the same page with these guys, they would be a much better team.
But
even though he's not as talented,
he's a ball dominant guy. He's not a point guard. He's a ball dominant guy.
But you're looking.
So now you're going to have. Hold on. You're going to have him. You're going to have Tatum. you're going to have Brown, and you're going to have Hayward all controlling the ball. All I heard last year was Kyrie's biggest problem is he's a ball hog. And he has to have the ball in his hands. That's exactly what you have with Kemba Walker, except he's not as good as Kyrie Irving. So how does that change anything? You think Tatum's going to like that? You think Brown's going to like that? How about Hayward, who last year was having mental issues on trying to figure out how he fit in? Kemba Walker is a guy in Charlotte,
okay,
builds up numbers because he controls the ball.
Well, he has to. And,
right,
he has to.
Can he change his game?
I'm not paying him 104. I'm not paying him maximum contract money to see if he changes
game. You have talent around yourself.
Yeah,
now.
And the day of the assist first.
I'd rather bring Rozier back. How's that? Bring Rozier back.
Oh, you think like John Stockton's out there somewhere, like ready just to dish every single time, pick and roll?
No, it's a totally different game.
So give me a guard in the NBA that isn't ball dominant. That isn't some sort of ball hog. They don't exist.
Well, I agree with you. That's why I'm telling you that I'm going to go with the best player. I think this is a player a notch down from Kyrie Irving. You want to get excited about him? Go get excited about him. You're not going to go anywhere, I think, if you put this unit together, and you're not going to have money to get a big. And stop it with Al Horford. He's not coming back. 3 weeks from now.
I'll get in touch with Anna.
You'll be in Burlington.
You'll
be in Burlington, and Kyle and Abby. They'll all be ripping Al Horford.
Thinks I'm the reason why Al Horford left. I'm going to be the reason why he comes back.
You're the reason.
I'll be the reason why he comes back.
All right, quick break, and we're right back here at Fenway.
But you said he was embedded in the community. What does that mean?
You know what it means.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, back here on OMF. We're live at Fenway Park, the WEEI Ford Clubhouse Studio. This hour being brought to you by Roach Brothers Supermarkets. With the backyard barbecue sales going on right now, you can find great deals on burgers and deli salads and a lot more. Fire up the grill. Details, locations, and delivery at roachbrothers.com. Did you hear the story of this Kansas City radio midday host, Kevin Kitzman?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So he and the headlines off of this story look a lot worse than I think the actual facts to the story. But the radio station that he works at, Union Broadcasting, which apparently he's part owner of, have just suspended him. So here's the deal. If you missed it, Kevin Kitzman apparently was talking about the Tyreek Hill situation and the issues that the Kansas City Chiefs were having with the Hunts and these different players. And remember, they had the murder-suicide in their own parking lot, all under Andy Reid's,
Well, that one wasn't under
Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt.
That was before.
That was Romeo Crennel.
Right. This stuff has been under
But he was specifically talking about Andy Reid at Philadelphia as a head coach and now with Kansas City.
And he apparently brought in his son, and his son, Garrett, ended up ODing on heroin, and he died. And then his other son, Brett, served time in prison for gun and drug charges. So I want you to listen to it, because you hear it, and people are really taking it maybe a little out of context. We'll let you be the judge. Here it is.
They probably think they can fix him, but they thought they could fix him before, and they failed. Andy Reid does not have a great record of fixing players. He doesn't. Discipline is not his thing. It did not work out particularly well in his family life, and that needs to be added to this. As we're talking about the Chiefs, he wasn't real great at that either. He's had a lot of things go bad on him, family and players. He is not good at fixing people. He is not good at discipline. That is not his strength. His strength is designing football plays. To be honest, that is Andy Reid's greatest strength, is designing football offenses and plays. That's his greatest strength. The players like him, sure. He's a leader. He's a leader. I'm not saying he's not a leader, but his greatest strength is designing football plays, and that has gotten him a long way. But that doesn't mean he's qualified to discipline players or help them or change them.
So it became a firestorm. Lewis Riddick tweeted out, whoever this clown is that said this, you are trash for referencing Andy Reid and his family and his son. You don't fix people, dumbass. To speak about another man's child is out of bounds, embarrassing what people will do to try and be relevant. And I would say my initial reaction was pretty much the same of what Riddick's was. And then you kind of listen more into what this guy said. And, you know, everybody jumped out at him, and he finally responded, and he came out and responded to Awful Announcing. I appreciate you at the least putting so much of my quote in your story, but still believe you may have missed much of the context. I was commenting the Chiefs, as they always do, seem to think they can fix players. The owner was criticized, management criticized, Andy Reid criticized. They asked our city to trust them with these players after we have an already witnessed abuse cases and a murder-suicide in the parking lot of the practice facility. Many national outlets have chronicled the Chiefs' embarrassing record with players committing crime against others. I never once mentioned anything about Andy Reid's son's death and never once had it on my mind. A caller called in later and said something about the death, and I quickly corrected him and pointed out that I was referencing two sons that were convicted drug dealers and drug addicts. So I think what he did is...
Because the two convicted drug dealers, drug addicts, that he chose to try to fix them, Andy Reid,
by hiring them to work for the football team. That's what he was referring to.
This guy should have done a better job excluding the son who committed suicide.
Explaining it.
I mean, he should have just been like, listen, I know his son committed suicide. I'm not talking about that. He should have addressed it.
Yes.
He should have, but in his words, for him to say, I never even crossed my mind. If you're a listener, I don't know how it doesn't. I don't know how it couldn't cross your mind. Right?
Yeah, but isn't he guilty of doing a poor job of explaining? Let me read the next sentence.
Yeah, a lot of us are guilty in explaining it, and still it doesn't mean you're not going to get in trouble.
Let me read the next sentence. And he should have said this on the air, and this is the mistake he made. When Reid decided to hire his sons to try to help them, it ceased being a personal, private matter, in my opinion. When a taxpayer-supported football team hires convicted felons, it is absolutely worthy of scrutiny. Andy Reid has hired several convicted criminals in his career and asked fans to trust him. Okay? So he should have said all of this on the air, and he didn't.
Yes. Because right away, you think how many people out there realize that two of his other sons have been convicted drug dealers and drug addicts and that he hired him for the football team? Compared to how many people out there know that Andy Reid's son committed suicide? I think more people know about his son committing suicide. So when he starts talking about how he can't discipline and fix his own family issues, I think most people think this guy is criticizing him because his kids committed suicide.
To me, it's really clear. Listen, everybody, if you're listening, if he can't discipline his own kids who he raised and he brought into this world and tried to mentor, he can't discipline his own kids who became drug addicts and gun runners and all that other stuff, okay? And one actually died of an accidental overdose. His son, Garrett Reid, died of an accidental overdose. If he can't fix them, how the hell do you think he can discipline Tyreek Hill? I mean, that to me is pretty clear what he was trying to do. Now everyone goes crazy.
Once again, delivery gets you in trouble.
Everyone goes crazy because you are actually going to somehow draw a connection between lack of discipline with addiction, which is what a lot of people have a connection to, family members, friends, whatever. And you know that you can discipline all you want. You can try your butt off. And I'm sure Andy Reid tried to discipline his kids. He probably punished them, took away their cell phones, took away their Fortnite, even though it didn't exist back then. But I'm sure he did a lot to try and set them straight. But it has nothing to do with the way he lack of discipline with the Kansas City Chiefs. But I still don't think the guy, should get fired. I mean, if that's where we're going.
Well, they've been taking him off the air. I'm going to read it for you. Union Broadcasting, we're aware of the controversial comments made by Kevin Kitzman during yesterday's broadcast. We have decided to take the immediate step to take Kevin off the air until further notice as we review the matter. We take Kevin's comments and those of all on-air staff seriously, yada, yada, yada. His comments clearly were not to his or to our standards. He's a part owner.
Now, the one thing that Kevin, should have, as you mentioned in this email, when he says, trust me, I'm the last guy that would ever do anything like that, meaning he'd bring up the death of his son. He says, my main charity work in Kansas City centers around teen suicide,
yeah,
as it has affected many people that we loosely know. Our group works very, very hard to help counsel parents that it is not their fault because they tend to blame themselves. So this is something that, you know, his charity that he works hard at in Kansas City. It's just his delivery. He should have separated. He should have mentioned all these things. When the minute he said that, he should have talked about how I am not discussing, I'm not talking about the death of his suicide like that's his fault. I'm talking about his other sons as well. You know, his other sons,
his sons,
who convicted felons, who he tried to fix by hiring for this football team.
That was his point, apparently. And he did a poor job.
Poor job.
Right, of explaining it. But let's face it. Let's put ourselves in Kansas City. And if we were there and we were doing talk radio, one of the main topics that would be ongoing with that football team is, why do the Kansas City Chiefs keep on going out and getting these guys in the draft, or they bring them in as free agents that have got bad track record, domestic abuse, all sorts of stuff?
Because they can help you win.
Right. That's it. Why do they keep on taking guys that they think are great value because they're getting them in the third, fourth, and fifth round when they're first-round players, except they're bad guys? That would be something that we would be talking about here. I think that's what he was doing, and he brought in the fact that even in his own household, he has a couple sons who have got a track record here, and what did he do? He brought him into the organization, into the company. That was his point. He did a piss-poor job of explaining it on the air, and what happens is people take the quotes, and people like Andy Reid. What's not to like? Good-looking guy, right? Got a little stash. Well,
it's just a bigger version of you.
Exactly. Good-looking guy. That's all I'll tell. That's all I'll say. But they like Andy Reid, and a lot of people in football like Andy Reid, so they're jumping to his defense right now, thinking you got personal with his family.
They drafted Tyreek Hill after everything they knew.
Kareem Hunt, same thing, right?
Right, but I'm just saying, Tyreek
Marcus
Hill.
Marcus Peters, you can go through the list.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's been
deserved to be criticized for that.
Yes. And I think that is what this guy was attempting to do.
But Kareem Hunt didn't have anything, did he? Coming out of college?
Yeah, Kareem Hunt did. He had something, too.
Well, I looked that up to make sure, because I don't want to say yes.
I know Tyreek Hill did. Yeah. I mean, the whole incident now, this is the same baby mama that he choked out. You know, and the four-year-old is the same kid that she was pregnant with at the time. So there was plenty there. So they should be criticized
And he went on to talk about the Tyreek Hill situation because the state has now taken over custody of the child. The girlfriend, she's a girlfriend, right? The girlfriend is expecting twins here now.
Right.
Yeah. And the state is going to take over custody of them. I mean, when you're talking about the state having to take control of children, and it turns out to be a high-profile player, and there's some gory details of what happened between him and his girlfriend. I'm sorry, that's open season, guys.
No, it is. You have one of your best players on the team, okay? All of his kids are being taken away from him. And he's just going to play football on Sunday? I mean, that's where we're at, right? Especially, it's not like it's his first offense. I mean, he came into the league this way.
Yeah, and it's funny. So, I mean, not necessarily sidebar, but there was this survey that was done, and it referenced, you know, the best fans in the league. And I was amazed to see, and they had three different criteria. It was fan equity, social equity, road equity, and you could, you know, figure it out for yourself. But the top five were Dallas, New England, Philly, New York, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Second to last was the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs.
That's a surprise.
And I was surprised by that just because you think of the Chiefs and you go, okay, great following, loyal, win, lose,
Midwestern.
It doesn't matter.
Great fans.
Always happy, always go. So they're pissed off. They're pissed off that they're even part of this story. They're good, wholesome, good God-fearing folk over there in Kansas City just wanting to root for their football team. And here Andy Reid is, can't discipline his players. So there's all this negative attention. Why are you doing it in the first place? Well, because you can't discipline your players. I think the guys, when they got there, probably already had issues. So disciplining isn't going to work.
Yeah, but he was part of the process of acquiring those players, wasn't he? I mean, he's got a lot of power in that organization. He could simply say, no, we're not going with it. I'm looking at the list here of stuff he's been involved in. No, I'm not dealing with it. And what I think this radio guy is saying is they keep on taking on these projects, and then they wonder what happens when it goes awry. Well, if you keep on going for that type of player – guess what?
It's
going to continue to get bad.
The problem is on the buy.
When
they buy, when they purchase the commodity, the player, they are purchasing someone with a lot of issues. So don't assume that you can fix this person, because you should have done your reconnaissance and your scouting, knowing that this guy was going to be a problem.
Doesn't this really?
And it wasn't worth the risk.
Come down to Garrett, his son, who committed suicide.
Yeah,
because I'm just saying. Let's say his son.
Well, that's a sensitivity point.
Right,
if he
didn't commit suicide, let's say he's like his other two sons, drug addicts, arrested, felony, drug charges. He had three kids.
Right.
Arrested, drug felonies. History. Let's say they didn't commit suicide.
Right.
There'd probably be a lot more of talk like that. But because one of them committed suicide, it's extremely sensitive, you know, and I understand, you know, a lot of people are sensitive towards it, and they should be, and it's sad, and it's awful. But if he didn't commit suicide, I think this guy would have a point.
No.
I mean, does he not have a point just because his kids committed suicide?
But you would still have backlash, because people who are associated with addicts know that discipline is irrelevant. Like, discipline and addiction and stopping the addiction and the drugs has nothing to do with a lack of discipline.
Yeah, but the radio guy's point is that he brought two of those who were troubled kids, his kids.
Hired him
into the organization, figuring if I keep him close in the organization, we can fix them.
So
his point is, you don't fix anybody. We got a history here in your organization where you don't do it. Here's where he screwed it up.
He's meshing family with business.
Yes, but
that's why he said it's no longer private.
Right.
It's now public. You're going to bring these, your troubled two kids into this organization and hire him as coaches. Okay, so now the media can get involved in this and say, okay, what's going on?
But he never threw the kid that committed suicide. What he did is everybody assumed that that's what he was talking about. That was part of
the mistake.
It's his mistake. And we know we do this 4 hours every single day. When you say stuff and you say as much as we say in four, no, not you. Lou and I, you're exempt from this. That you're going to make some mistakes. You're going to screw up. But the one thing I think if you're going to take a hard take on something like this, you have to be careful. And at the point, he should have been really specific as to what he meant, so that people would not, in this day and age with social media, take it the wrong way. Because you can almost assume most people are going to take it the wrong way, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and Kareem Hunt, two games suspended when he was at Toledo. Don't know why yet, but he was suspended for two games. But it could have been she could have showed up late for a curfew. Who the hell knows?
They said it was like a team violation.
So maybe he got in a fight or something.
Maybe
like that.
He murdered somebody. You don't know that.
Not yet.
Kicked the girl.
Yeah, maybe. You don't know any of that.
Kicked her and pushed her down.
All right, we get back to your phone calls. We got another hour to go at 617-779-7937. And, of course, we're going to go close to a half an hour commercial-free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.